Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this fifth Sunday of Easter, and welcome also to all of those of you who are listening and watching from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley, and this Mass is being offered for Holy Family First Saturday Memorial Mass intentions.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I have done, and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison.
To God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those who are pleased to make new and holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of the disciples and said to them, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. So, brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, filled with the Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." This proposal was acceptable to the whole community. So they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of the disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. As we place our trust in you. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. As we place our trust in you. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for the upright. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp. With a 10-stringed lute, sing him songs. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we and right, and his merciful love fills the earth. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. As we place our trust in the Lord's eyes are on those who fear him, who hope in his merciful love to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine.
Reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, come to him, a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame. Therefore, its value is for you who have faith. But for those without faith, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, a stone that will make people stumble and a rock that will make them fall. They stumble by disobeying the word, as is their destiny. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
The word of the Lord.
Comes to the Father except through me.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, Jesus tells us some amazing things in the gospel passage today. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. But I'd like us to focus on the one thing that Jesus repeats in this passage. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Jesus speaks about his relationship with God the Father as this mutual indwelling. The Father being in him, and he in the Father. You can't get much closer than that, right, than being inside of somebody. I think in terms of our human relationships, the one that perhaps most closely resembles this is that of a mother with her child. And all of us started with being inside of our mothers. That's why the love of a mother for her child is so strong. It's this relationship of indwelling, living inside of another. And that love for a child grows even after they're born and as they grow and as they mature. I once heard a parent say that deciding to have a child is like deciding to live with your heart outside of your body for the rest of your life. That, while that might be a graphic way to look at it, I think that speaks to the depth of love that exists there. Because your heart is very much inside of you. And while any child must live in the world just like the rest of us, that relationship between a parent and child is one that always remains close. Or at least it's a relationship that should remain close. Of course, there are situations where we have broken relationships within our family because no family is perfect. But when Jesus reveals God as Father, He is the perfect Father. The one who loves us unconditionally and who loves us so much that He wants to be inside of us. In the second reading, we heard from St. Peter, "Let yourselves be built into a spiritual house." A house is a place where people live. And St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you?" Jesus has come so that God could dwell within you, within me. And that's how He can say later, "You will do the works that I do and even greater ones than these." Because it's God who lives in us that allows us to accomplish great things in and through us. God in us. And this weekend, we'll have about 40 of our second graders who will receive their first Holy Communion. I know they're very excited to approach the altar and to receive the Eucharist for the very first time. This sacrament of the altar, this is where God comes to dwell in us. In John chapter 14 here, we heard Jesus speak about His relationship with the Father as this mutual indwelling. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Back in John chapter 6, Jesus says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." As we receive Holy Communion, our bodies become a temple for the living God. Jesus comes to live inside of us. That's the extent of the love of God. And when Jesus comes inside of us, He doesn't just come Him, but right, he brings the Father and the Holy Spirit as well, so that we may become living temples of the living God. And the question is, how do we put this in practice? How do we live as these temples? Because this is a fact that all of us who have been baptized, right, we've become, right, these dwelling places for the Lord. And I think The one who can help us to live this out is our Blessed Mother Mary. We've turned the calendars over to the month of May, and this is the month where we honor our Blessed Mother. She was the one who literally became a dwelling place for the Lord when Jesus became incarnate within her womb. And so she continued to live out her life with Jesus, even to the point of being there with him on the cross. Mary models for us what it looks like to be that temple of the Lord and to be faithful to the Lord, even in those difficult times. But that first reading was taken from the Acts of the Apostles, and as those first seven deacons were ordained, as they were sent out, they faced persecution. Right? The very first name, Stephen, he became the first martyr. It was not easy to be a temple for the Lord. It was not easy to bear witness to Jesus in the world. But Mary shows us that although it's not always easy to follow the Lord, that we do have to be there at the cross. She shows us that the cross leads to joy. That's what that paschal joy is that we've been praying for in this Easter season, the joy that goes to the cross and leads to the resurrection. So may we be renewed in our identity as temples of the Lord, that we may welcome the Lord anew at this Mass as we approach the holy altar, and with Mary become temples of the living God, so that the world may know Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in
one God, the Father Almighty.
As a people united in faith in the risen Christ, let us lift up our prayers to our Heavenly Father.
For our Holy Father and all who minister in the Church, may the truth and hope of the Easter mystery fill them with wisdom and courage to serve the Lord and His people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government officials, may the Holy Spirit be their guide in protecting the most vulnerable among us, especially the unborn, the poor, and the elderly. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here in worship, that our belief in Jesus may be unwavering, so that we might do his works through the power of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who minister to the sick in this faith community, may God's grace strengthen them in their work. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick in mind or body, may the Easter promise of new life in Christ bring them healing and consolation, especially Martha Blondie, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they, through the mercy of the risen Christ, rest in eternal peace, especially Father Bernard Tyler, Tucker Cordani, Pauline Brennan, Father Dennis Howard, Brenda Gordon, Miriam Celio, Martha Muth, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
God, our Father, we know your great love for your people. Hear the prayers we place before you through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice, have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfillment in the reality of the cross. And by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself the priest, the altar, and the Lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Thomas Aquinas, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants, Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you, and your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
The mind of Jesus, teach us the wisdom of God.
flower and we fade, yet all our days are in your hands, so we return in love what love has made. I has not seen, ear has not heard what God has ready for those who love you. Spirit of love, come give us the mind of Jesus. Teach us the wisdom of God. To those who see with eyes of faith, the Lord is ever reflected in the faces of all the poor and lowly of the world. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has ready for those who love Him. Spirit of the mind of Jesus, teach us the wisdom of
Jesus, Rock of Ages, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace, Lord, our refuge, strength and power, and His love will never cease. And Omega, the beginning and the end, our Redeemer, Master, Savior, Jesus, Comforter and Friend. Jesus is the firm foundation for our sins. His blood atones. He is the rock, the mighty fortress. Jesus is the living stone. Foundation never wavered, like an anchor through every storm. He's the rock of our salvation. Jesus calms the raging storm. Yesterday, today, forever, His love reaches every man.
sins. His blood atones. He's the rock, the mighty fortress. Jesus is the living stone.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.